Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Why do you want to be governor of Missouri?
I'm running for governor of Missouri as the only candidate in this race who's never run for office. But I'm running because our government is broken.
That is, of course, former Governor Eric Greitens. And there's a new documentary out called Raw Deal, the corrupt political takedown of Governor Eric Greitens. And it's out. I've linked to it on our Facebook page the other day for people that want to get on there and take a look at it. If you haven't seen it yet. Just a reminder of how his governorship got started, what happened when he was there, and the political takedown that ultimately forced his resignation. We've got former Governor Greitens on the line right now. And Governor, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Mark. Great to be on with you, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about the documentary. Who put it together? And this thing's pretty powerful.
Yeah, you know, it is a powerful piece, Mark, that I saw myself just a couple of days ago, I guess might have been a week and a half ago. And there are, you know, it was a group called Soft Reps, which is a military lingo for Special Operations Forces Report, which put out the first story. And my understanding is that there are some filmmakers who they reported are working in L.A. and Chicago. Who are on this. And I know that there are also some investigative reporters who are working with authors on a potential book. My sense is that they all think this is a really important story. And I am very grateful that people are continuing to dig into this. I mean, this was a criminal effort to overturn the 2016 election. I'm glad that the whole story is coming out. All of your listeners will know at this point that, you know, Kim Gardner is under active criminal investigation, that her lead investigator has already been charged with 7 felonies. But I think there's a lot more to the story, and I'm glad that they are putting it out. And I encourage everybody to go out to your website and see the video.
Well, yeah. Well, speaking of Circuit Attorney Gardner, she continues to show her stripes here.
Yeah.
As we see her releasing these people who have, you know, wreaked havoc. 100 businesses damaged Governor Greitens in downtown St. Louis during these riots. And all of those people, none of them are going to be held responsible for that. And yet we saw how she treated you during the case she brought against you.
Yeah, Mark, it is a disgusting, disgusting abdication of responsibility. And I can tell you, look, your listeners will remember, you and I talked about it at the time. You know, when I was governor in 2017 and we had the case with Jason Stockley and Anthony Lamar Smith, we had people from Antifa come in from around the country who came to Missouri. We were very, very clear that we were going to protect everyone's constitutional rights to freedom of speech, protect everyone's constitutional rights to freedom of assembly. But we were also clear that throwing a brick through a window is not free speech, right, that there would be no looting, no burning, that we were not going to tolerate assaults on our police officers. And then you have someone like Kim Gardner, who today is letting looters loose back out onto the streets. I can tell you the great shame of this, Mark, is that this is not necessary. Our police officers, our firefighters, they have the courage and the capability to bring this to an end. They need to have support.
Well, you came in after the Stockley riots, dealt with things in a much different way than your predecessor. Do you have any comments on how your successor has dealt with what happened here in St. Louis?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think it's been really poor. I've talked to police officers in St. Louis, police officers in Kansas City. They need to have support. They need to have someone who is out there proactively supporting our law enforcement officers. They need to have someone who's creating strategic clarity for everybody so that everyone knows we're going to protect constitutional rights and that looting, that burning, that assaults on police officers are not going to be tolerated. We need to have operational clarity as well. Integration of the National Guard, the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the different police agencies. All of that takes a lot of work. It takes frontline leadership. We need to have it. That's what our police officers and our firefighters and all of our first responders deserve. And frankly, it's also what all of the citizens of Missouri deserve. This looting, the burning, the riots, the murders of people like retired St. Louis police captain David Dorn, it serves no one, and we need to have strong leaders step forward because it can be brought to an end. Peace can prevail. I know it because I worked with a team of people who made sure that it happened.
Governor, I got about a minute and a half left here. Any thoughts on this debate over the president wanting to use the National Guard to bring law and order back?
Well, look, I can tell you how I used the National Guard as governor. We brought the National Guard in, and I made sure that they were protecting critical infrastructure. We brought them in early. We made sure that we had a common intelligence picture. We made sure that we had clear communications. And I brought them in to protect things like our firehouses, to protect critical infrastructure. What that allowed us to do was to make sure that we had more police officers who are actually out on the streets, again, with that same mission. And so they can play a really important role. But ultimately, it's the responsibility of governors and the responsibility of mayors to make sure that peace prevails in a situation like this. And that's where we need to be looking. The responsibility is really on them.
Governor Greitens, listen, always appreciate your time. At Eric Greitens on Twitter, ericgreitens.com, the website. Governor, we'll have you on again soon. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Talk to you soon, man.
You bet. Former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens there. Again, I've got a link to that documentary up on the Facebook page there if you want to check it out.
Get more at 971talk.com.